Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is a great day in the church, the day that we do remember and celebrate all of the saints of the church to recognize and celebrate. And it is a day that I normally ask a few questions, and some of the questions that I do ask is, if I was to ask you how you got here this morning, I bet some of us would say you walked here. Others probably came by car. Probably some came on train. So no, that you don't change on train. But if I ask, in terms of faith, how did you get here? How did you come to know about faith? Most of us will mention someone who was very instrumental to them knowing about Jesus Christ, and someone who helped them to be able to become faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. And today is the day that we stand and step back and recognize all these people who have made great contributions, first of all to ourselves, but those who have been faithful throughout the centuries and throughout generations in passing forth the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Those who have been faithful as disciples of Jesus Christ. The key word here is faithful. It isn't about comfort. It isn't about those who have had the best life, but those who have remained faithful despite all the challenges that life can throw at us. The gospel reading this morning is one that is really challenging. And some of the things that Jesus is saying here are really difficult. Love your enemies and pray for them. I don't know about you. I don't know really about enemies. I hope I don't have enemies on my level. But that's really tough, isn't it? Blessed are you when people exclude you, remind you. Blessed are you when you're hungry, when you're poor. That doesn't feel really blessed. And then Jesus again turns around and says, woe unto you who are rich, for you have indeed received consolation. No one spares you. He doesn't spare you. Really. But today is the day that we do remember all those who are faithful, who are able to walk the walk of faith, upholding all the principles that Jesus Christ was speaking about, as a man that he said for his faith. It is about remembering all those who, despite all these difficult challenges, who are faithful to Jesus. Those who, in the most difficult times, who are able to still find God, and God is able to build himself in those difficult times. Think about a gentleman like Paul, or Charles St. Paul, as he's here. A gentleman who was very well educated, a man who had so many resources and went all out and applied himself to the persecutions, prisons. He was on his way to Damascus, on his way to persecute more Christians. He met with Jesus. His life was transformed. And he continued to proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, even in the most difficult circumstances. Even himself personally, he kept on praying, asking God to take out the thorn of his flesh. Still, he wasn't faithful. Think of Stephen, a young man, gentleman who did continue to follow Jesus Christ, regardless of the threat of death. But even when rocks and stones were being counted as he saw the heaven opened up and saw the Son of God even at the right time of the Lord. Throughout history, we would mention individuals who have been faithful in their faith. Some whom we don't know, some who we really do. Since I arrived here 2.5 years, I have got to know some of those faithful servants. Servants like George Martin, who I met only briefly. But despite all that was going on with him, he still had the time and the effort to look after others. His passion for scripture was indeed evident. Week after week, he shared and helped others to grow in him. This day, today, we have a heritage from him. All of us, most of us, might have received a piece of paper. George wrote about all sorts. Commitment to scripture, faithfulness. I have Trevor, whose commitment and dedication to fellowship was indeed unmatched. He made himself known as he came into this building very, very clearly. We knew Trevor. But even in his sunset days, he still mustered up the energy and the courage to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with his father. I am excited. An incredible human being who has a brilliant gift of bringing joy to everyone. I just said to Carol earlier morning that as I was preparing this, I remember I do have a wonderful, wonderful picture of Carol Eddie, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, standing right at the back there, the Archbishop gave the message. And you could just see the joy radiating from Eddie. I will forever remember at my licensing being welcomed by Eddie. And he giving me a prayer book saying, James, be among us one who holds us in prayer, as one who leads us in worship, in psalms, in silence, in prayer and in praise, that we may grow in God's image and likeness, and care for the needs of the world. I remember our sister Lydia, an incredible and formidable woman who suffered with diligence and commitment. Every Sunday, in an incredible way, she was able to facilitate worship, helping us to sing praises and songs by operating our beloved God's projector, making sure that the vessels that you use for the Eucharist were always spotless, clean. I remember clearly that our last visit to this building for public worship, she handed me some clean and pressed linen. Incredible, even this despite what was going on with her, she still found time to suffer. I have no idea how she managed. And I'm sure there are so many people that have served in this place that we do know very well, who have offered themselves to serve God faithfully. The fire of service, you look at them and say, wow, that is indeed a servant. That indeed is saved. While regardless of the circumstances, kept on. These people formed a great cloud of witness that the writer of Hebrews says, mentions. Those people who have run and completed their race of faith. And those are the people who today in the meaning of the Sunday. As we remember, the squad also recognizes that they have run their race, they have finished. We are the ones who are on the track. On this journey, on this pilgrimage of faith. My prayer this morning is that as we remember all these sufferings known to us or unknown to us, those who are only known to us, or those who we all as a worshiping community remember here in this place. As we remember them, I pray that we may be inspired by their faithfulness. And that the Spirit of God will grant us great boldness, great courage to walk this walk of faith, to run the race, and above all, to be faithful disciples of us. Amen. When the saints are marching in, oh, when the saints are marching in,
in of the beyond, when the saints go marching in,
when the saints
go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, all thy bounty let number. When the saints go marching in.